Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishneh Dalet. Beshame Haimrim, Mevien Shlomim, Ve'en Soimchen Aleim, Avaloi Oilois. So this is halacha of Korbonois. Hakrovas HaKorbonois, L'chairet, an Av Malacha, of Shchita. You have to take off the skin, there's also a Hefshit. The Shaila is, if there's any Heter, Mitzad Eichon Nefesh. Certainly the Korbonois, which have to be brought, which are part of the Seder HaKrova of Yomtiv, that Avada is like the Korban Tomin, all Korbanos Musafim on Shabbos, that Avada is a Heter. But what about Korbanos, which are not part of the Seder HaKrova, Korbanos that are being brought by individuals, by Yechidim? Is there Heter Veichol Nefesh? L'cha'ira, without thinking too hard, the answer, the Muskel Rishon, should be, a Korban Oilo has no Achila, and therefore it's not Veichol Nefesh, a Korban Shlomim, or a Korban Toida, or a Mincha, should be. There's Eichel Nefesh, there's Achila. What's the difference if it's Achila's Koinim, the Achila's Bailam, Vinishvid, it's Achila. L'chor, that should be matter. So here we have an interesting concept which really speaks straight to one of the Iker difficulties of Maseches Beitza Bechlal. The Rav brings a Bekitzah, the Teis Yom Tov is more Machiv, it's a Sugya and Dav Chof. And it goes like this. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk of Eichel Nefesh, Ach Hashay Ochel L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yeosel Lochem. That which is Eichel Nefesh can be done. The Torah adds a word, not just Ye'ose, but Ye'ose Lochem. The same word that the Gemara dashes Lochem V'Le'akum. So if a person, L'moshe, would to bake a cake for a goy, even though L'chayra it's Melechas Eichel Nefesh, you also have a svar of Hoyo L'chayra. If somebody would come collapsing in by the door, you would feed it to a Yid. I feel Ochi, the Tzorich Gavoya, the Tzorich Goy, is mafkia from the lochem. Same way if he cooks it for after Yom Tif, that could also be that following the machlokes of Chizden Rabbah that we had in Mishnah Aleph that we discussed. And over here, this is the word that we used before, lochem v'loy l'gvoya, the Gemara says. The shaila is what happened to mitoich. L'chor, even if something is not a heter of, it's not a tzorich hayoim, but l'chor it should be mutter without a tzorich hayoim. It's the halachas that we had, even if it's not a tzorich hayoim nefesh, L'chayit should be mutter. That achrayim grapple with the kasha. Where's the cutoff point of hoyo? Where's the cutoff point of mitoich shehutra l'tzarech hutru shalai l'tzarech? V'nishvitz mavur in the Gemara that certain things that could be ostensibly defined as meleches oichel nefesh, if they have a clear and defined use for something that's out of oichel nefesh, then they become ois oichel nefesh. It's l'tzarech akum. Going to one man domer, if he's cooking for tomorrow, if it's for the last day Yom Tov, if it's for Choyl. And over here also, L'tzorich Gavoya. So even a Shlomim, since primarily it's L'tzorich Gavoya, even though there is a Chila, that is a Chiddush, that's Mufka from Lochem. Now it's not as simple as that. The Rav points out over here in the words, Be'Shama Yomrim, Mevi'in Shlomim. Which Shlomim are we talking about? We just gave Agdom. We said Shlomim is Tzorich Gavoy, it's not Lochem. So the Rav says this, that Beshamai says, Mevi'in Shlomim b'yom tiv shalmi chagigo l'fi sheyesh b'em Tzorich achila la'odom. Shalmi chagigo, which have to be brought in Yom Tiv, it's Exez HaKosu. Sholosh v'golim tocha gli bashona, the Gemara learns that, it's really a sugi in chagigo, that there's a chiddush, besides for the other korbanos, the korban Pesach, and korbanos that have to be brought b'tzibur, every individual has to bring a korban. It's a chiv al kol kol echad me'oyle haregel. Sholosh u'golim tochoy gli bashona ein l'cho chag ela b'boser shlom. Shalmi simcha is a separate din. It's not as clear what the parameters are. The pasuk says v'samachtu b'chagecho ein l'cho simcha ela b'boser shlomim. We've discussed that before. And there's a din, if you don't have enough basar kodesh to eat from the chagiga, that it should be hushlam, l'kol echad v'echad, to have what to eat from shalmei simcha. There's a shaila, if shalmei simcha is a separate chiv to bring a separate korban. L'chor, what comes out, it's mavu that way. In the Rambam, the place really for this discussion is in Maseches Chagiga, in the first parak, the Turi Ev and others. It's a famous discussion that Rav Shach has with other achroinim. Of Shach and Avi Ezri has a whole back and forth with the Chazon Ish. But the Pashtus is that Shalmei Simcha is something that's optional. There's a chiv to have enough bosser for Achilas Kol Echad Ve'echo, but there's no necessary It's not necessarily a chiyuv to bring shalmei simcha. L'chare one could be yaitze shalmei simcha with other korbanos that had to be brought. That means if a person brought, had a toido or a shlomim, that he was noidir or noidiv during the year, and he brought that, and because of that he has enough basa kachem to eat, he's yaitze with that. He doesn't have to bring a separate shalmei simcha. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that that which is brought for shalmei simcha, if it was brought as a separate korban, is under the umbrella heading of Tzarchei Yomtiv. We don't look at it as Lochem V'lo L'Gavar. It's Tzarchei Yomtiv. Where would we be Mayit Lochem? Even if the Be'etzem is Basa that could be eaten, we would look at it as L'Tzarch Gavoya V'lo Lochem. That's by Stam Korbanos that a person had during the year. He had a Korban Shlomim that he was Noidus 3 months before, and he gets Yomtiv, the natural time to bring Korbanos that he had during the year, added up, was Yomtiv. He wanted to bring a carbon that cannot be brought on the first or the last day of Yomtiv. Is this a melacha? Lochem v'le gavaya. Hey, you look at Reb Akiva Eiger, he brings the Taisvis. Now what you're going to have to say is that if the person was bringing his own shlomim from 3 months ago, and he has in mind that with that he shev enough basa shlomim to eat on Yomtiv, b'chdei sviya, so that would be fine. He would be allowed to bring Yomtiv. We're talking about where he had enough from the Chagiga, or he had already brought Shalmei Simcha, and now he wants to bring other Karbanos that are Stam Mitzad Achiv that he had 3 months ago. Or he finds another behemoth that he forgot he was Menadiv this behemoth 3 months ago. This behemoth is Kodesh. So now he wants to bring it. That's a separate Akrova. That Akrova is only to be Yoitzis Kedei Govoya. It's not there for his Simchas Yomtiv. It's there only to be Mekayim, a Neder, and a Dover that he had previously. That's not Tzarech Yomtiv, and that we say Lachem V'Leila Gavoya. And of course, an Oila. An Oila is certainly no Eichel Nefesh. Now, Beishameh adds another piece. The Mevi'in Shlom, like we said, that's the Shlom that have a Shaykh's for Yomtiv. Ve'in Sem Kenalein. Beishameh holds that he can't do Smicha, even though normally when an individual brings a carbon, he has to be Seimich. Beshamai holds that the smicha is a problem because it's an issa d'rabbonon of being mishamish in a balchai on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Smicha by nature is leaning full force, samich b'chol koichoi, on the behemoth to make the behemoth kiv yochel his representative. If it has to be b'chol koichoi, that's called being mishamish b'balchai. So he's not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Avaloi oilois, again, like we explained, the oilo is not Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. Be'silo lo'imrim, Mevi'in Shlomim ve'oilois, v'soimchen aleim. So the Mevi'in Shlomim, that he's saying, Be'shamah is moided to that. Why is Be'silo arguing l'gabi oilois? So we're talking about over here, the Mepharshim explained, the Rav brings it, that what we're talking about over here, oilois, is not a regular oil that he had from during the year, because that you wouldn't be even allowed to bring a Shlomim. Be'silo is moided to Be'shamah, the way we just explained. But the oila that he's talking about over here is oila suriya, and oila suriya is part of the tzarech yomtiv. And when the pasuk says atzeres lashem, that's marba atzeres lashem, korbanos that are lashem can also be brought. It's also a tzarech yomtiv. So Beis Hillel has that drasha that any shlomim or any oila which is a tzarech yomtiv, and oila might not be tzarech echel nefesh, but it's a tzarech by the oila suriya, that is. Or the shlomim, like we said, that are shaykh to yomtiv, shalmi chagiga, shalmi simcha, or other shlomim that are being brought in order to be yoytze shalmi simcha, that by shalmi was made as well. But something which is not part of a tzarech yomtiv, is still is maskim to that tzema yisoid. If it's not shaykh to yomtiv, then even if there's be'etzim a kiyum of eichel nefesh, because you could eat, but it's lochem v'loy l'gavoya, so one nekuda be'sil argues on is the oilas ri'iyo. The other nekuda that's mavur over here is he says v'semchen aleim. The Gemara explains it's really a sugya. Barichus in the beginning is zvachim with the Gemara darshin, so we paskin that way. Tekif l'smicha shchita. The smicha according to Beshama, you can do the smicha zakorban on erev yamtiv. It's not a tzayrich to do it mamish b'shas the shchita. Beisil also has to be done mamish together with the shchita, and therefore there's no way out to be mekayim that din smicha derais unless it's done on yamtiv. So clearly Chazal would have to be mevater on the gzeira in order to do the carbon properly. Even though a carbon is kosher without smicha, but the Gemara Zvachim says epis felt, there's something missing in the carbon, therefore they had to waive the gzeira. But Shammai, like we said, also you can make the smicha erev yomtiv. There's no need for the smicha to be on yomtiv. Mishnehei. B'shamay Omrim, Lo Yochim Odom Chamin L'Raglav, one cannot warm up hot water to wash his feet. Remember from Perek Aleph Mishnei, the B'shamay does not hold of Mitoch Shehut Ril Tzarech Hutur Shalei L'Tzarech. One is not allowed to carry out things that are not Shaykh Tarechon Nefesh, only Malacha that's necessary for Echon Nefesh Mamish. Therefore, if one is heating up water to bathe his feet, that's not Tzarech Echon Nefesh. What would be? Elohim Kain, unless Ru'uyin L'shtiyah, unless the water is Ru'uyin L'shtiyah. Now, there's a difficulty over here. Beis Shammai makes it clear you're allowed to heat up water, of course, that's Echon Nefesh, for a coffee or for a tea or for soup. You're just not allowed to do it if you're heating it up L'raglav. It sounds like, if it's Ru'uyin L'shtiyah, and the Gemara says this, that if it's Ru'uyin L'shtiyah, it's even more than what you need for a cup of water, would be mutter. It wouldn't be mutter, Marshall, if you had a pot of hot water up for soup, and you poured an extra water in order to use for your feet, because there you're doing a separate ma'aseh bishul. But if it's just an extra amount, like a ribuy of the shear of the ma'im, it would be mutter. Because you look at the whole thing like being shayich to the shtir, and you did have a mind for shtir. So B'Shamay holds it's only mutter if the base definition of what you're doing is ma'im l'shtir. U'Beisil matir, and this is Beisil l'shitasa, that holds mitech shot l'tzarech hutu shalei l'tzarech. Same way you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov something which is just tzarech hayoyim, but it's not tzarech hachol nefesh. Over here you want to heat up your water for your feet. Isn't that? That's Shittas Beis Hillel. The catch over here is that the Gemara is medayik that Beis Hillel is matir only where it's where you're heating up enough water chamin l'raglav. What about not taking a shower? It's a shaila that's very, very negay. Everybody asks the shaila, halacha l'maisa. Are you allowed to take a shower on Yom Tov? Lo mezogin, that when you turn on the hot water in the shower, in one of our modern day showers, you're cooking water. Is it mutter? L'chayra. One is allowed to do tzarech hayayim, feel fresh, especially if you have the first day Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov. You want to be fresh for the second day Yom Tov, why not? So some Rishonim, and this is based on the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Mem, could very well be Tosfos. Other Rishonim say that there's a gzeira. We're afraid that if you're going to take a shower with hot water, you're going to heat up hot water, then you're going to take a professional bath in those days, which was in a base merchatz. And a base merchatz was done by having the person who's in charge over there heat up the water. And that's it. So on Shabbos, see, even though they were geyser, that even though water is heated up on Erev Shabbos, it should be mutter to dunk oneself in on Shabbos. It's also gzeiras merchatz. This is the discussion around going into a hot mikvah on Shabbos. Bechalal this, they put in also, the Rav brings it, they put in also Yom Tov to Shabbos. Since it's very, people want to bathe, and Shabbos is problematic, they stuck in Yom Tov, even though Be'etzim it's a Tzarech Hayoyim, they stuck it in Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's one. The other Rishonim, this is the Gemara Ksubis Dav Zayin, that says that there's a din achas she'ochel l'chol nefesh, we had drushes on this pasuk, kula vada yosel lochem. The pasuk of Echol Nefesh is not just, doesn't just say Yosel Lochem, but it says that it has to be L'chol Nefesh. L'chol Nefesh, the Gemara dashens that it has to be something which is Shove L'chol Nefesh, which means it's a basic need that most people have. The Gemara's example in Ksubis, one example is called cooking up or being Mavir, a fire under Mugmar. Mugmar was a type of incense that they used after a meal. That was their equivalent of having a tea after a meal to let the food settle. It was very rich people did it. It wasn't tzarech kol echad ve'echad. Therefore, it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Another example, b'zman hazeh, would be the famous discussion around smoking. Today, that smoking is frowned on by most people, ma'od yitochen, that even those that were matir smoking in former times, is tzarech hayom, today it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. A discussion. The other example that the Gemara Ksubas Dav Zayin gives is the din of Rechitzas Kol Gufoy. It sounds from the Gemara that the basic idea of Rechitzas Kol Gufoy Bechamen, which in English we would call taking a shower, was something that wasn't Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Wasn't something that had to be done daily, or even they were less sensitive to sweat or dirt. They washed their hands, their hands, their face, their feet. But the rest of their body, out sweat, out feeling fresh, they didn't have that need. It was something that was only done by very rich people for relaxation. It wasn't cost efficient for most people. And therefore, it's not Shavu Chol Nefesh. What are you going to do with today? They're taking a shower, Shavu Chol Nefesh. Poiskim are not matter. The Poiskim are not matter. See, you have the first cheshbon that we made, which sounds like maybe it's Machlek Sushoinim. But Lamaisa, this Dinderaisa, it seems like it's still a chash, even though Be'etzim, it should be something that's Shavu Chol Nefesh today. Now, there's one major kasha, a lomda shetayne, that Reb Kiva Eger asks. The same way we made an assumption, according to Beis Shammai, that when you're cooking up water, l'shtia, you're allowed to cook more, a bigger kamos, in order to use it, l'raglov, why wouldn't we say the same thing? And whatever that heter is, that you don't have to be with samtsim, the only one cup of hot water, you can cook whatever's reasonable. So also, if a person's cooking up water, lepon of yod of viraglov, which is a tzarech hayom, that he's allowed to, that shavu chol nefesh, why wouldn't he be allowed to cook up as much water as he needed to cook with? If you tell him it's a gzera, no, it's a gzera. But if you say that it's an issa deraisa, it's choser, shavu chol nefesh, then why shouldn't we say, the same way according to Beis Shammai, why shouldn't we allow a bigger amount? Either way, you'll have to say is that the difference in amount between pon of yod viraglov and kol gufoy is very different than the amount of raglov as opposed to a cup of shtir. Not sure what the cutoff on that is. Or you'll have to say more of it. You'll have to say the rechitza is called, the mayim of rechitza kol guf is considered a whole different type of thing. It's not just more water, it's a different type of water. Maybe, if you give a smach, we learned in Yuma, we discussed in the first Mishnah of the last perek in Yuma, the shita de tais yushonim, that Rechitza, let's say one's washing hands or face on Yom Kippur, is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Rechitza's kol gufa is deraisa. And the kasha was then, so why don't we say the Rechitza's part of his guf? Ponov, why is it D'Rabbanan? Like eating a half a kezayis. And the answer that we gave then is that Rechitza's part of the body and Rechitza's kol body, taking a shower and washing off your face is something totally different. It's not more water. It's not a more washing. It's a different thing. It's something we could appreciate. Taking a shower is taking a shower. Washing your face and your hands, even washing up your arms, freshening up a bit by the sink is something totally different. So the amount of heating up water, pon of yod viraglov, it's not more water. It's a completely something else. Mamel, that's already in ganzen different metzias, and that's already not shavu chol nefesh. There would not be a heter. That's from Kivega's kasha. We're just saying, but the kasha is a starker kasha.